Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Ashley Butler, the president of Bob's Carpet and Flooring. Ashley, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to catch you. So I wanted to give a background on Bob's. You've got 17 locations. You're in kind of central West Florida. Your grandfather started this business. He was actually Bob, right?
He was, correct. We're celebrating 55 years this year.
55 years. That's great. And I understand you've added a location and you've moved your headquarters too, right?
We have. We actually moved to Oldsmar, Florida, which is a little suburb outside of Tampa, and that's where my new store is as well. It's one of the smallest footprint stores that we have, but we feel like it's going to probably be the footprint of any store moving forward.
And that's where you put your headquarters as well?
Yes, we combined it. So it's a two-story building, and we're upstairs, and the showroom's downstairs. We had a 40,000-square-foot building that was our corporate headquarters and our main warehouse for probably close to 40 years. And with technology and everything changing, we didn't need as many people in the corporate office as we once upon a time had. So we had 40,000-square-foot with six people in it. And we own most of our locations, so we have warehouse spaces in quite a few of it. So we just didn't need the size anymore, so we downsized our headquarters, and the building was perfect enough in a great area that I decided that we should go ahead and benefit from that as well, so we had the best of both worlds under one roof.
How's business?
Business is mediocre. I mean, for everything that everybody else is feeling, we're probably going through the same. We opened a store, and the store is doing actually fantastic for the first couple weeks of it being open to the public. But I think we're going through what everybody else is feeling right now with the economy shifting and the election. But we're lucky to be here, and we're going to be here for another 55 years.
All right. So if you compare, say, what you did in 19 versus what you're doing this year, you're up from then, aren't you?
Yes, that's actually how I base all my stuff off of is previous years. I don't even count 2020 to 2023 anymore.
What percentage up from 19 do you think you are?
We're about 12%.
Okay. So let me ask you, this is Labor Day weekend coming up. And, you know, a lot of people say this is a big weekend for sales and for trying to stimulate store traffic. What are you doing for Labor Day weekend?
We're doing everything made in America on sale, including obviously carpet and hard surface. And we're giving $150 off every $1,000 spent on all products made in America. Started yesterday and it'll run through Tuesday.
And how are you getting the word out about that?
I have billboards up across the Tampa Bay area, and we're also on television and social media and the internet.
Let me ask you this about your mix. What products are selling better right now?
Right now, we're seeing carpet actually surprisingly doing very well for us, but PureTech by Mohawk, the Avery Grove, is actually flying. We're stocking that in four colors right now, and we're doing very, very well with that.
You think that's because your RSAs are getting behind it, or just because it's a good-looking product, or what do you think?
They're getting behind it 100%. We had Jason Randolph and the crew come in a couple months ago, and they did a big PK for my staff, and they're really behind it. Mohawk is supporting that product 100%, so my people got to see how excited Mohawk was about that particular product, so they're backing it, and the story's fantastic. And I think it was last year, I believe, I got to go out with Mohawk when they announced it in Texas. So it's a pretty fascinating product. And I know everyone's going to try to knock it off in the future, so at least we got this under our belt and the guys support it. The installers love to install it, and it's an easy sell.
So I guess you'd say you're a big fan of PKs. They help out, right?
Oh, yes, yes. I have all the vendors every year come down for about a 2 to 3 day event. We actually rent out conference rooms and hotels, and I have all of my staff over 2 to 3 days come in for the whole kebang. They learn everything from what under alignment to use, how to install it, what fiber it's made out of, carpet, hard surface, you name it. And usually we have the top executives at all mills come down as well.
All right. So we're just a couple of months away from meeting in Washington at the NFA meeting. That's going to be fun, isn't it?
I can't wait. I'm excited for that one. Fight the trip.
So you have kind of the annual holiday party for the industry. You going to do that again this year?
I am. It's on December the 7th, and you and Ann are more than welcome to come. Actually, I hope you guys can come this year. We're switching up the venue. Okay, we're doing it on the beach this year, so the theme is going to be fancy and flip-flops.
All right. Sounds fun. Okay, Ashley, it's great to talk to you. I hope you have a great holiday weekend. Again, been talking to Ashley Butler, the president of Bob's Carpet and Flooring in Florida, and you've been listening to Kemp Parr and FloorDaily.net.